Today we're having a look at what else Americans are voting for and how things stand going into that vote. We'll start with the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressmen and women serve terms that last 2 years. The last election, the midterm election, was in 2018, so that means that all 435 voting seats are up for grabs. Currently, the House is controlled by members of the Democratic Party. They hold the majority of 232 seats. Members of the Republican Party hold 197 seats. One member of the House is a Libertarian, and there are five vacancies from seats that became available this year but haven't been filled yet. In the other chamber, the U.S. Senate, members serve terms that last 6 years. This time around, 35 voting seats, a little more than a third of them, are up for grabs. Currently, the Senate is controlled by Republicans, who have 53 seats. Democrats have 45 seats. And two independents, who vote with the Democrats, have 2 seats. While a lot of the focus is on the candidates for the executive branch, what happens with the congressional elections can determine how easy or difficult it is for presidents to enact the policies they've pushed for on the campaign trail. And the vote isn't just about the executive and legislature. There are a number of state and local elections taking place on November 3rd, as well as dozens of ballot measures, laws or issues that voters are allowed to decide directly. So a lot about the nation, its states, and its communities can be decided when Americans go to the polls.